Hello and welcome back to the Lazy Christian Podcast. I'm Mitchell.
And I'm Allie.
And today we're back with another episode. This one is about Noah and the Ark, which anyone who listens to this episode is going to be flooded with information about God. Get it? Flooded.
I see what you did there. Yeah. The tale of the devoted man who by his faith and obedience saved humanity.
That's right. Saved humanity. You evil, wicked people. There are numerous lessons that can be learned from the account of Noah. This story itself is a genuine testament to faith and love between God and humans.
So what do you guys know about the story of Noah?
Yeah, we're curious. What do you guys know about Noah? What you may have heard about in the story of Noah was that it was just some guy God told to build an ark and to have a bunch of animals on it. And along with his family, they survive a great horrendous flood. And that's it. Nothing else to talk about. It's a wrap.
But simply knowing the story from the Bible is the Lazy Christian approach. And you guys already know that at the Lazy Christian Podcast, we're here to surrender our laziness and embrace faith.
Amen.
Having said that, Mitchell and I have learned so much from this story, and there's still so much more to it.
That's right. And there are times when you just have to feel what you're reading. As we read the Bible more and grow closer to God, our emotions become involved. We picture ourselves as these characters in these stories, watching them unfold and wondering, how is this possible? How anyone could believe these characters? And if they are true, how are we to measure up to these remarkable people of faith?
Mm-hmm. The Bible tests our heart, our faith, our love, our obedience, and our righteousness. Once we believe and grow certain in it, our entire perspective on life is positively altered. You realize that the love of God and the significance of these characters to us when we feel hopeless in our current circumstances.
Yeah, that's right. And as we go through the story of Noah and the Ark, as told by the Lazy Christian Podcast, we want to make sure you guys like us on Spotify and comment as well. We would love to hear from you. And now is the time to recount the tale of Noah, the world's most righteous person at the time, and the ark he was commanded to construct to avert the deluge. Allie, are you ready?
All right, honey.
All right, sugar plum.
Wait, why did you say that?
You gave me that honey, you know? Oh. All right, here we go.
The story of Noah has been one of my favorites since I was a kid, and it's probably the first Bible story that I learned. You know, there have been songs and rhymes, coloring books, and cartoon episodes about it, and it was always about, you know, the animals coming two by two, and then Noah sends a dove, and God promises to never flood the earth again by putting a beautiful rainbow in the sky. But after we began to study this story, you see that it isn't really a children's story at all. And there's so much more to the story than just happy little animal couples getting in a boat and a pretty rainbow in the sky after. The story of Noah is an account of both the depths of sin and of the human rebellion. It's about a time that was so bad in history of mankind that it broke God's heart, and he was sorry he ever made them. So sorry, in fact, he wanted to wipe the earth clean and start over. But there was one man who was righteous, blameless, and he walked with God. And in Genesis 6:9, it says, in a world that was so corrupt and evil, Noah walked with God.
And how did Noah walk with God? Because he was righteous and blameless, meaning that he obeyed God and listened to every word. They were on the same page. In his mercy, the Lord chose to spare Noah, spare his sons, spare his wives and their wives. He did this not because Noah and his family were perfect, but because they believed in him.
Yes.
And Noah built the ark because he believed that God would bring the flood and save him and his family. In the New Testament in Hebrews 11:7, it simply states that by faith, Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world and received the righteousness that comes by faith. The story of Noah's ark imparts valuable lessons on obedience. Genesis 6:22 tells us that after learning everything there was to know about the ark, Noah obeyed and listened to God. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. The text says, God then instructs Noah how to build a boat out of cypress wood and give him exact measurements. And then in Genesis 6:18, God makes a promise to Noah. He says, but I will confirm my covenant with you, so enter the boat. you and your wife and your sons and their wives.
So for the next 120 years, Noah built a boat for God. He didn't know what rain was, not understanding what a flood might be, but doing everything in obedience to God and preaching to an unreceptive audience. You know, it's pretty clear that Noah and his three sons weren't the only ones to build the ark. The dimensions are literally staggering. It was 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. That was an enormous task for just Noah and his sons, right? So some biblical scholars suggest that it's possible that aid was sent by the residents of nearby villages and possibly foreign nations. Of those, though, what number boarded the boat? No one. You know, even though they had assisted Noah and worked closely with him, they continued to oppose the message that he had to share. A flood was coming and would cover the entire world. Yet no one believed him or turned from their sinful ways. You see, God is holy. He's perfect and pure, set apart from anything sinful. Sin itself separates us from God because he can't embrace wickedness. You know, God is just. He always does the right thing, and therefore, he can't turn a blind eye to sin. If he picked and chose when he would tolerate evil and who he would allow to sin, he would be deemed unjust and therefore unpredictable.
But the Lord hates all sin and loves all people.
Yes.
When he looked down upon the beautiful world he had made and saw his beloved people killing and beating and mocking and stealing from each other, his heart was filled with pain. He peered into their hearts and saw that their thoughts were bent on evil all the time. He grieved that the people he had made were so full of wickedness and violence. God had to wipe the slate clean. And by doing so, he destroyed every living thing not on the ark. And that is Genesis 6, 5 through 12. We then might wonder if God made a mistake when he created the world. Did he miss a step or botch Adam's design? Ephesians 1, 4 and 2 Timothy 1, 9 are two of the many verses that tell us that our Lord knew what he was doing. He knew before he even created the planet that every human who walked on it would be full of selfishness and pride. During the flood, he spared humanity from total destruction, knowing full well that he would one day sacrifice his son to save us again. A consistent theme woven throughout the Bible, our history, is God's perfect justice. Not only in faithfully punishing sin, but also in faithfully rescuing the few who trust him. Noah was walking with God when no one else was. He was in the world, but not of the world. This is something we should strive for today as Christians in this world. As believers, we should be set apart from the world. This is the meaning of being holy and living a holy, righteous life, to be set apart. Not to engage in the sinful activities that the world promotes, nor are we to retain the insipid, corrupt mind that the world creates. Rather, we are to conform ourselves and our minds to that of Jesus Christ in Romans 12, 1 through 2. Simply put, we do stuff differently that people who don't follow Jesus do. And that is exactly what Noah did. And that got him and his family on the boat and saved them from a worldwide flood.
Yeah, I love that. You know, Noah had faith in God because he knew that the God he served did what he said he was going to do. In Genesis 6:13, he tells Noah, "I have decided to destroy all living creatures, for they have filled the earth with violence. Yes, I will wipe them all out along with the earth."
The Bible never once claims that Noah was an experienced ark builder. To be honest, this duty that God had given him was beyond anything anyone had ever experienced. Even if he was a boat builder, while anybody may have been assigned this assignment, God selected an elderly man in his family. Why? Because God saw his heart. His heart that was devoted and willing. Because God qualifies the called. He does not necessarily call the qualified. Give God everything you have, everything you love, and watch him work wonders.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
The story of Noah is a beautiful story of righteousness, of faithfulness, of obedience. And there are some key takeaways we can get from what we've read and from what you guys are hearing today. One of the takeaways is that we grieve the heart of God when we sin. When we sin, and we're out here making a fool of ourselves, and we're out here ignoring the laws, we're not only breaking ourselves down to not present ourselves as faithful people in front of God, but at the same time, you're breaking God's heart.
Yeah, and that's hard. But so I think the second one is, you know, God always provides a way for us to begin again with Him. So, you know, God must judge sin, but He is also merciful. He's loving and He's full of grace, and He will never leave us without a way to come back to Him. You know, God wants a relationship with us, and it's always willing to go above and beyond to provide a way for that. You know, even through the deep sin and a worldwide flood, God still provided a way for Noah and his family to be, you know, to live on the earth and on the ark and start over again. You know, he's willing to do the same for you today too. You know, it's never too late for a new beginning because God will always provide a way.
Another key takeaway is we're never going to always understand God and His ways, especially His timing. But we can always trust in Him. As long as we put faith and hope in Him, everything He says shall come to pass. Follow God's way, and if you're on the right path, you will be in agreement with God. You guys will be on the same page, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, you're right. We just read that Bible verse that said God never asks us to understand, but to trust Him and obey Him. So, and four, I would say, you know, we can obey God even if the world thinks we're crazy. Just like Noah was kind of the only one, and how Mitchell had mentioned that we're in this world, but we're not of this world as Christians.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, of course, with God, all things are possible.
Yeah.
Amen. Won't He do it?
Exactly.
Thank you for joining us as we delved into the story of Noah today. We hope that we reflected upon Noah's unwavering faith, his obedience to God's call, and his miraculous deliverance of his family and animals, and the animals. And we hope that you were reminded of the power and trust and obedience of God in our own lives.
Yeah. And I think to take an opportunity to, you know, examine your own faith and strength and trust in God's promises and to heed His call on your daily life and our daily life, you know, just as Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord, you know, may we all too seek to live lives that honor and please Him. You know, as we navigate these storms of life, you know, that we might find refuge in God's unwavering love and protection, knowing that He is with us every step of the way. You know, let us hold fast onto the hope that just as God made a covenant with Noah, He made a covenant with each of us, promising never to leave us, you know, or forsake us.
Mm-hmm. And that is it, folks. That is the end of the story. That is the end of the production. We hope you guys got a good message today. As always, make sure you find us on all social media platforms. Look for us, The Lazy Christians, The Lazy Christian Podcast. Stay in your Bibles, folks.
Exactly.
Read the Bible from front to back and read it again after that. Because there's so much that you have to unpack through the Bible. Mm-hmm. So many stories that relate to today's world. I mean, there's so many cross-references. I think we looked it up. It was like thousands of cross-references today.
It's like a manual for life, right?
It's a predictable. You know what I'm saying? If you walk with God, your life can be predictable. But as always, thank you for listening to us, Lazy Christian Podcast. We hope you enjoyed us. I'm Mitchell.
And I'm Allie.
You guys enjoy the rest of your evening. Take care.
Thanks so much.